Track 14, The Compulsive Dieter Part 2, Releasing Diets. On the last track, we discussed three concepts related to the compulsive dieter. These three concepts related to the compulsive dieter included addressing failure, addressing the need to control, and overcoming the need for self-criticism. Because bulimic and compulsive overeating clients experience an increase in erratic behavior during a diet, I have found it beneficial to help clients who are chronic dieters to release them of their dieting habits. Think of your bulimic or compulsive eating clients. How is dieting affecting their eating patterns? On this track, we will examine three aspects of releasing clients from their diets. These three aspects of releasing clients from their diets include reluctance, depression, and weight acceptance. The first aspect of releasing a client from his or her diet is reluctance. Because compulsive eaters have been on some form of a diet for most of their teenage and adult lives, the prospect of releasing that control becomes terrifying to them. First and foremost, they associate no control with automatic binge. They believe that if they do not constantly regulate their eating patterns, they will go into a perpetual binge and never be able to pull themselves out again. Even those that appear to be willing to give up their dieting habits may still be harboring resistant tendencies. In order to fully release themselves from the constraints of diets, the clients must resolve themselves to a lifetime of unregulated food intake. Because they're bringing results from their constraints of diets, making a willful decision to give up diets releases them from this constraint and subsequently can release them of their binges. Meredith, age 34, had stated that she wished to give up dieting. For the first week of her no-diet life, Meredith bought any food she wished and brought it home. However, Meredith quickly felt like she was losing control. She stated, "Every night I come home with ice cream and cookies and Chinese food, and I eat and eat and eat. I've gained 5 pounds this week, and I can't imagine going on at this rate. The problem is that when I have food in the house, I feel compelled to eat it. I can't put away a half-eaten pint of ice cream." What I soon noticed about Meredith's behavior was that she was trying to see how well she could resist the food she brought home. I stated to Meredith, "Resisting has more to do with diets than with rejecting diets. Essentially, you're testing yourself and saying that you would only stop dieting if you proved to yourself that you could have food in the house and not eat it. Does that sound right?" Meredith stated, "I didn't really buy into all that, and I didn't believe in my willpower to not eat compulsively." Obviously, Meredith was not ready to give up her diets. Think of your Meredith. How would he or she react to giving up his or her diets? The second aspect of releasing a client from his or her diet is depression. Up to this point, chronic dieting has provided clients with the hope that by altering their bodies, they can alter the way they feel about themselves and their lives. It provides a solution to a number of problems related to self-esteem and overall well-being. Clients will also experience some sadness and loss at giving up diets as it represents a way of life. Overeating clients have spent most of their lives preoccupied with their need for food and what to do about it. When they give up that obsession, it may leave them feeling sad and empty. Hugh, age 41, after a week of not being on a diet, stated, "It was a tremendous relief not to be on a diet. My eating did slow down, and I even left some food on my plate at a restaurant the other night. But I noticed that I felt kind of depressed. For the first time in as long as I can remember, I wasn't obsessed with food or with dieting. What happened, however, was that I became more aware than ever of all the problems I face every day. I guess I really was spending a lot of energy distracting myself from these problems by focusing on what I was eating." I stated to Hugh, "But now that you are able to push aside the curtain of obsession, you can more easily address those problems that had been hidden up until now. You can focus on those problems and subsequently organize your life." Think of your Hugh. Would he or she feel some slight depression after releasing him or herself from diets? In addition to reluctance and depression, the third aspect of releasing a client from his or her diet is weight acceptance. Have you, like I, noticed that a client that continually feels bad about his or her weight is unable to give up dieting? He or she will view their body shape as a problem to be solved, rather than accepted. Unlike the reluctant or depressed client, those clients who refuse to accept their weight will automatically try to solve this problem. Unless the client is dangerously obese, I ask that they work on accepting this weight and their body language. Terrence, age 32, hated his weight and body shape. He stated, "Just look at those love handles. What am I supposed to do with those things? How do I get rid of them? Just take them away." Terrence had internalized the belief that because his body shape and weight were not ideal, that they were bad. To help clients accept their bodies, however imperfect, I suggest that they try the Stop the Thoughts exercise. I asked Terrence to follow these two steps in order to help him accept his body weight and stop the automatic negative thoughts that constantly jumped into his head. 1. Catch yourself in the act of thinking negatively about your eating or your weight. Because these thoughts are second nature to you, it doesn't feel unusual when you have them, so keep aware. 2. Address your negative thoughts directly. Challenge them with any new awareness about your eating, weight, and process of change. I completed the exercise with Terrence once in a session. During the course of an interview, Terrence stated, "I can't stand the way I look," which was one of his automatic thoughts. I asked him to stop and address those thoughts directly. Terrence stated aloud, "There's no point to this kind of thinking. It just repeats itself endlessly." I then asked Terrence to remind himself of his new way of thinking. He stated, "Although I don't like the way I look, I'm trying to come to terms with it. If I keep thinking negatively about myself, I'll feel awful and then I'll need to eat." Think of your Terrence. How could he or she address his or her negative thoughts? On this track, we discussed three aspects of releasing clients from their diets. These three aspects of releasing clients from their diets included reluctance, depression, and weight acceptance. Question 14. What are three aspects of releasing clients from their diets? This CD set has covered such topics as binging motives, manifestations of depression, self-image distortion, binge triggers, interpersonal relationships, anxiety, anger, boredom and loneliness, restoring confidence, binging levels, redefining hunger, binge regression, the compulsive dieter, and releasing diets. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, living with secrets, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic in the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.